Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am ready for
Am
ready? I Wrong.
Are you ready?
I closed my eyes. Did you notice that? I did a little Zen moment there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 20 minutes left in the show.
Yes.
It's Friday. My name's Susie Jones.
Much like Chad getting to the segment right on time at 40 after the hour.
Much like Chad. I didn't want to startle people.
He's usually much later. He hates the segment because he knows how good it is and it really threatens him.
It does?
Yeah.
Your genius threatens him?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I went on Insta and he's all over it. He's got some nice videos and Quinn on the beach, so...
He's gramming the Hawaii trip.
Yeah. Oh boy, it looks beautiful.
Wedding photos? Do we get those up?
I didn't see
then?
That. Yeah. Just you know.
Keep those private maybe for
I
now.
I don't know. We'll see.
You don't want to upset the
apple
the
cart.
New bride.
Yeah.
Joining the family. Don't overstep your bounds there, father of the groom.
I know. Just keep quiet. Wear beige. So explain this to me.
Well, we've started this a couple of years ago now. We've been doing Am I Wrong? The committee and myself, I had the Am I Wrong committee. We meet typically each Thursday evening at a local establishment, talk about some things, spitball some ideas for the week, have some resolutions that we bring to the table and simply ask, are we wrong? Or, am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, am I wrong? I being the kind of royal I, the committee itself, but
okay.
I'm the one bringing it, it's kind
You're
of Am I Wrong?
Chairperson.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a list of things that you're going to say.
Yes.
And you're going to tell them to me, and you're going to say, am I wrong?
Yes. We'll go one by one, and you will have to decide whether I, the spokesman for the committee, is wrong. I'll fight my fight if I need to.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll agree with it and talk about the brilliance that the committee brought forth and why it is so right. Are you ready for this?
I think I am. Yes,
All
I
right.
am.
We're going to start with something committee member Jen brought to the meeting last night. So she's lives in a suburb, typical suburb, got a neighbor with a very tall tree, big tree in their yard, in the neighbor's yard, but close to the property line, 8-10 feet away, something like that. Every fall, she watches as all those leaves cascade down, all of them, thousands and thousands, and about half or more with the wind blowing end up in her yard. Okay, she sees the neighbor get out there with the rake. Watches from her window. As neighbor, first thing he does, what's he do? Rake right along the property line. right along the line, pull the leaves that are in his yard over to get bagged up while leaving the rest from his tree that are in her yard for her to handle. She found this a little bit upsetting. She finds this to be annoying. And so we discuss it as the committee. And this is the resolution. While there is no legal duty to do so, the morally and ethically correct thing is to do this. If you are already out there, if you're taking care of the raking and it's your tree and those are your leaves, take the extra 5-10 minutes, stop being a jerk, and pick up the leaves that fell from your tree into their neighbor's yard. Be a neighbor, would you?
Am I wrong?
You're wrong. I think leaves are meant to be on the ground. I think leaves, once they disintegrate, they go into your yard and they're good fertilizer for next spring. I think you take a lawn mower and you mulch them up and you leave them on your yard. This takes care of all the problems.
Do you feel that that should be the neighbor's responsibility if they are the leaves from their tree, if they're already mulching theirs, for instance?
No, because I think that this is just muddy waters. What I'm saying is that the wind blows, nature's nature. I think it's a little obnoxious to go right down the line, but he's not going to mow her lawn or rake. Raking is hard. Do you know how to rake? Do you rake very much?
I've raked. Raking, I've handled a rake.
Rakes are awful.
No, it's not that bad.
Raking is terrible.
Raking leaves is easy.
If you're
raking up the thatch or something like that, that's some work. But leaves, it's like you're sweeping them up. They just come right with the rake. Come on, boys, get in the pile.
No way. I hate raking.
Wow.
It hurts my arms.
Maybe you need to hit the gym a little bit more.
I really am going to say no. I don't think that neighbor, even though they're his leaves, needs to rake her yard. It's just too contentious. These days, people get mad. Also, the leaves. The leaves go where they want. This person says, are you nuts? What do you think? The leaves have the owner's name written on them? Are you supposed to identify those leaves that came onto your yard? What's so wrong? Yeah, here's one.
Well, it's
this
very
is Millie.
Easy. If you've we're got
gonna,
an oak and a silver maple, you know which leaves came from which tree.
Here, we're going to name this one Shirley, and we're going to put it in an envelope. We're going to mail it to your house.
Wait, the leaves have a name?
That's what we're saying. We're going to identify each leaf to make sure which yard they belong to.
But does each leaf have a separate name? Do you have to climb up into the tree, say in July, and Sharpie a name on the leaf?
How about this? I never assume I know what my neighbor wants. Maybe that neighbor likes those leaves.
It's okay to knock on the door and say, hey, I noticed my tree tends to, you know, drop all this garbage in your yard every fall. I'm sorry about that. Would you like me to take care of it for you?
No, it's OCD. Get a leaf blower. Blow them back.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's what this guy says.
You could do that if they're your leaves. You don't even have to rake. Just get the blower. Boom, they're done. Pick them up. Help out our neighbor. This isn't, you know what? We should be Americans. We should be kind to each other. We should be kind to our
How's
neighbors and want to help out each other.
How's that
going? Oh, there's a property. There's a line here I cannot cross to pick up my own trash, tree trash.
This guy says you got to go rake the maples up out of the neighbor's oak leaves. You got to separate.
What if you have an ash tree? Like, then we got real problems. Like emerald ash borer.
Separating your laundry. Susie, get a leaf blower. Neighbors are lazy. Okay, so that is that. Do we keep going with that?
We can go one more here before we take a break.
About the leaves? Or
no,
are we done with the leaves?
We can be done with that. You don't agree with the committee. That's fine.
That's fine.
The
go
committee
ahead.
Thinks you're a jerk then, too. Okay. This one's coming off the top of the show. Again, share with people what happened today as you woke up and decided what clothing you wanted to wear. And how many pairs of jeans do you
think
have?
I said I had 20 or more pair of jeans. Remember we spoke to our friend, she called, and we all talked about some of us having many, many pair of jeans. A lot of times we have jeans for different times in our lives where maybe, and I'll be honest, okay, people, if I'm up there, I don't mind saying this. It's a little embarrassing, but I'm right now on my high weight, which is about a size 14. My low weight is an 8. So if you know women's clothing, 8 to 14.
To be fair, nobody knows women's clothing because an 8 can look different, can be like 8 sizes apart depending on what store you go to. I know that much.
Okay, the point is I have different jeans that fit me differently, mm-hmm. and some I keep because they're cute and I might lose 10 pounds and be able to fit in them.
You have roughly 20 to 25 pairs of jeans. The caller you mentioned, Renee, who joined us earlier, she said she's easily got double that.
Right.
Here's the thing. Jeans are the worst. Jeans should never be worn. They are uncomfortable even when you get them off the rack. If you dare to wash them, they're stiff for the next 8 months, roughly. Our society, Susie Jones, has rested on its denim-covered laurels for way, way too long. The committee will say we have thankfully seen a slight move towards other fabrics, other much more comfortable fabrics, but I think it's time to hit the accelerator on that. We really need to start pushing it. We need to go faster. America, stand up to big denim. The committee says stand up to big denim. Move on to casual clothing that actually is casual and comfortable.
Am I wrong?
Wrong. Jeans are great. Levi Strauss. Our country was built on jeans. Come on. Jeans
country
are...
was built on slavery, too. Are you saying slavery's okay,
jeez,
Susie?
Why do you got to go there? It's Friday afternoon at 2:48, and you're going to throw that out there? This place says it's called the Perfect Jean Company. Thanks. A texter is giving me information about where to go get more jeans.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I'm just saying you're wrong about jeans, but let me go back to leaves. The horticulture department at the University of Minnesota, Long Guru, probably, I think it's our Saturday morning show, mulching leaves before winter is okay, but you should be able to see 50% of your lawn to avoid winter kill.
That's right.
I just wanted to offer that valuable piece of information. And now, everybody, this is, why is everyone fat? Come home, put on a pair of sweatpants, and eat everything in the kitchen.
See?
Sweatpants.
Enjoy life.
Jeans are the only pants I wear. I have more than 15 pair.
Oh, my goodness. I have two, and I hate one of them.
You have two pair of jeans?
Two pairs
all?
Of jeans. I never wear one. I should donate.
I want to know, how many jeans do you have at home? 651-461-9226. My phone just told me I had to stand up. You have two pair.
I have two pairs
of
jeans.
I have 20 plus.
One, I think I've worn twice. Probably not in 3 years.
You just don't like how they feel?
No, they're awful.
What dress pants? You wear dress pants? You wear khakis?
I wear some khaki-ish kind of material pants, but...
Jeans rock. You are wrong. That's
no,
what a texter
jeans
said.
Do not rock. They've never rocked.
Love my Levi's. I have about 15 pair. Love it. In different styles. People are just doing numbers. One pair of jeans, two pair of jeans. All right, we're going to take our break, but it is 10 minutes before 3, so we're going to wrap things up and put a bow on it and continue to tell you how many pair of jeans people have after this quick break on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
2:52 on a Friday afternoon. I'm Susie Jones in for Chad Hartman for a couple of more minutes. Dave Aragon at the helm. We are playing Am I Wrong, but we're also going to read some texts because they're pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Jeans and leaves or just jean?
A little bit of
jean
both.
Jean count.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Jen, cut the branches, no leaves. That's the advice to Jen.
The wind's still blowing. Is it true that if a neighbor's tree is hanging over your yard, you can cut those branches down?
I believe not. I believe that would be trespassing. Hi, Susie.
Not in your yard.
Hi, Susie and Dave. Been listening all afternoon. Love you. What's that product Shaletta used on her hair? Nature's Syrup Beauty. We looked it up. There's three words. Nature's Syrup Beauty. You should go to Chad Hartman's, is it Facebook or Insta or all?
Instagram. Okay. That's where he's posting these Hawaii adventure photos from the wedding week.
You can also go and see Shaletta's hair.
Yes, you can.
Right? Did you put it up there?
I put those up on, well, you'll see those on the podcast. If you go to the podcast, you'll see them there.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I have two pair of jeans, one long, one capri. That's enough. One person says, I don't own any jeans.
Good. Patriot. Patriot right there.
That is Jan texting from Greenwood. I was just out there. I love jeans. Like Susie, I have a range, size 10 to 12. Thank you, Chad. Oh, Chad's not here. Thank you, Chad and Susie, for the laughs.
Wow.
That would be you. Chad's not here.
No.
What did Mom want for her birthday at 85? Levi's with the red tag.
Oh.
She wanted a pair since high school, but never bought them for herself. Of course, we got them. So
she put them on and said, ugh.
They're gross.
This is what I've been wanting my whole life.
This person says legally you can remove neighbor's branches.
See? That's what I thought. I'll tell
that
to Jen.
Jen. 651-461-9226. Keep using that line. Jason loves to talk to you, doesn't he?
He does, but he's not here today.
Who's here?
Henry Lake.
Oh, I love Henry.
Yes, we get you have to tell him what Shaletta said.
Oh, about smelling bad.
Yeah. Smelling bad.
No,
but that
she said
Spike
he smelled
Lee
like a middle school gym locker.
Compared to Spike Lee.
Right. Somebody said, Susie, you are somebody's reason to smile today.
Oh, Susie.
Look at Abby.
Oh, look at you.
What else do I want to tell you today about this? My arborist. I don't have an arborist. Do you? A tree person.
Arborist?
Arborist. State law allows you to cut branches hanging onto your property. I love Chad, but it's a treat to hear Susie today. You are responsible, not your neighbor. Oh, let's end there. Thank you for everything today. I had a really good time.
Thank you for coming by.
We'll do it again. Next time, we'll tell Chad to go take a walk, and I'll do it again.
Tell him to go get a chocolate treat.
Oh, I love it. I have 9 pair of jeans. I love it. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.